It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Me mind on fire, me soul on fire, feeling hot, hot, hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, man.
You got happy, happy feet.
That's what we've got here in Arizona right now, so let's make the best of it and do what we can. We want to talk about landscape irrigation in particular now that we've been hit with this hot weather. But before we do, what did you guys think of Jennifer's little treat she baked up yesterday?
I want to know if there's any more over there.
why don't you share with the folks what you did yesterday?
Well, I've just been really interested in harvesting from the desert. And Tucson has a great organization, desertharvesters.org. And they are teaching classes this week. And on this coming Thursday, they have this big hammer mill. If you take your mesquite beans in, they will grind them for you.
In Tucson?
In Tucson. So I was really disappointed because they're not coming here. And I was like, how am I going to get this done? I don't have time to go to Tucson. Well, I decided to try my bullet. So I took the grandsons out yesterday.
My little blender. Berry blender.
Yeah.
Your smoothie maker.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I read the directions, you know, read up at the website. So you go out, and you're not supposed to pick them up off the ground because they can get moldy or whatever. So I cleared out, I raked out an area, threw a sheet down.
Okay.
We banged them off the tree.
Okay.
And then I'll just go out and check the sheet every couple of days. But so you gathered them up, and I got about a half of a 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah.
Brought them in and threw them in that little bullet. Now
holes and all.
Yes, absolutely whole. The only thing is, if you put a green one in there, it will muck up the whole thing, and it turns into this big, nasty, pasty mess.
So got to be dry, huh?
Very dry. So you crack them as you go, making sure that each one is really, really brittle and dry. And it just ground it up, beans and all. Then you sift it, because it does end up with a little shell left. And then you have your flour. So the recipe, I could post that this afternoon as well, is just half whatever flour you like. I made one batch half almond flour for gluten-free. And half mesquite, and the other one just plain flour and mesquite. And then I just made the dough, cut them up, and put them in my cast iron skillet with a little bit of olive oil.
These are mesquite tortillas.
They are, and they're very sweet.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have any more over there?
I do. I'll bring you some. You know what? I owe you from all the stuff you bring me. I'll make you your own batch.
Oh, my gosh. Those are excellent.
I originally tried a mesquite tortilla down in Tucson, and I just fell in love with it. Every time I go to Tucson, I stop at the same shop and try and pick up a pack or two, but invariably they're half the time they're sold out. So yeah.
And it's hard to find the flour. And the flour is $13 a pound if you do find it.
Mesquite flour.
So it didn't take much, you know, 5 or 6 bulletfuls. I had enough to make both those batches. And so it's nice and fresh. It's also very good health-wise for cholesterol and high blood pressure.
So we're like eating Jennifer's homemade mesquite tortillas with her homemade prickly pear tea. I mean, it was just like...
And prickly pear jelly on a tortilla.
That's right. All right, let's get to the phones. I'm glad you guys appreciated the little treat. I did as well. I love them. Let's run up to Prescott and visit with Miss Judy. Judy, good morning. Thank you for tuning in. How can we help you? I have Trish and Joe on hold to follow up, but let's get Judy first.
Good morning. I have 2 side yards that are dirt covered by about 1-inch rock, and the weeds keep coming up through them. So I was wanting to put down some weed cloth, and I wanted to know if I could put that weed cloth on top of those rocks or if I have to clear all the rocks first.
Well, it wouldn't be very pretty if you had that black weed cloth on top of your rocks.
Could I put more rocks on top of the...
You could, but there's an easier solution.
Oh, good.
Just use a pre-emergent herbicide 2-3 times a year, and you won't have any weeds coming up through your rocks.
Okay. So that prevents
it prevents the germination of the weeds. You can put it on as a spray or a granule. You water it in, so it gets watered into the top layer of the soil below the rocks. And if you do it on a consistent basis, just prior to our wetter seasons, you just won't have a problem.
Okay.
And Judy, it stops any seed from growing. So you don't want to put it, like, you would never try and kill the weeds in your garden with pre-emergent.
No. Just for rock areas, driveways, you know, places where, you know, even in lawns, if you're going to time it where you're not seeding a new lawn, it will work. But, yeah, not around flowers or vegetable gardens.
And that'll save you an awful lot of work when having to, you know, relocate all of that rock and lay down the fabric.
It's not a fun job.
No.
Spreading rock isn't very much fun. Taking rock up
is less fun.
Is even less.
If you can imagine less fun.
It's a whole lot easier to shovel rock out of a pile.
That's right.
Into a wheelbarrow and spread it than it is to rake it up, shovel it up off of the ground, move it somewhere else, put something down, and then move it back. Besides, then you get dirt mixed in with it and all that sort of stuff. This would be a better way to go.
Absolutely.
And weed control in general, we were talking to an organic farmer from Grandma's Farm down on 19th Avenue in about Lower Buckeye, and he does all his weed control with flame, propane flame. And I've got one of those.
He must
little,
be related to you.
Yeah, baby. I've got one of those little flame dragons mm-hmm. that you can find at most of your hardware stores. So, Judy, if you want to get to the True Value or Ace Hardware store in Prescott, or I know Home Depot and Lowe's carries them as well. It's a little flamethrower that you attach a propane tank to. And I mean, a weed only needs like 1 or 1.5 seconds of this flame. You don't have to burn the weed. All you have to do is burn the moisture out of the weed. You just flash fry it, and you move on to the next one. And
you can call Jennifer. Probably have a recipe for some of these weeds eventually that we can cook some, make something out of.
The edible weed.
Exactly. Hey, we're going to take a little bottom of the hour break and get caught up. But when we get back, we've got Trish from Phoenix, Joe from Mesa, and Ida from Casa Grande.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.